How do you two think you did on that test? I'm sorry I keep bringing it up. I'm just not so sure. I did really shitty on the last one, so all week I've been studying my brains out. I gotta have at least made a passing grade, right? Yeah, I do still have your notes. Just remind me to give them back to you later. Right now, I think it's time to forget about it. I just need to have a good time. I really just need to have a good time and dance. There's a guy for me. Where? On the couch? What's he look like? Nerdy? Lucky him, that's my type. Good. If he's not surrounded by other people, that'll make it easier for me to approach him. All right, girlies. If I'm not back in the next 5 minutes, you two go back to the dorms without me. Hey there. Are you having a good time? You guess so? Are you not having fun? It's okay if you haven't talked to a lot of people tonight. I mean, look, you're talking to me right now. I'm having fun, by the way. Thank you for asking. But something tells me I'm gonna have even more fun right here, talking to you. My favorite food. That's kind of random. No. It's not weird, sweetie. It's okay. I can tell you're not used to making conversations. To be honest, not many people ask me questions like that. So it's nice to hear. My favorite foods. That's a hard one. I guess one of my favorites is spaghetti. The last one I had was pretty good. It had thick, rich tomato sauce that just made my mouth go to heaven when I tasted it. The noodles were just so creamy and delicious. But best of all were the meatballs. They were firm and thick and fit so deliciously in my mouth. So yeah, spaghetti is definitely one of my favorites. What else do I like? I also like hot dogs. I don't mean to brag, but I am so good at grilling. I make the greatest hot dogs ever. Just put me in front of a grill and I can make some of the best hot dogs you've ever tasted. How good are they? It's hard to put into words. Once I have one, I'm insatiable. I can't stop. That's how good they are. I can never get enough of stuffing so much meat inside of me. My mouth, that came out funny. I meant to say stuffing so much meat inside my mouth. So those are my top two foods. What are your favorites? Really? How many days could you go eating that if you had a lot of it? Only that long? I could eat for way longer than you. But why don't you tell me what kind of desserts do you like? Oh? Well, if I need any ice cream suggestions in the future, you're the man I'm going to for now. Don't let me down. My favorite desserts? That also depends. Some days, I could eat an entire cheesecake. I like putting cherries on top with some sprinkles. I could always also go for Jell-O and strawberry ice cream like you. But if I had to guess my favorite, it would be Boston cream pie. I just love getting cream pied to have it all drizzle all over me as I taste that sweet deliciousness, leaving me very, very full. Chocolate syrup, sweetie. What did you think I meant? Hey, why are you all quiet? Are you okay? I was just teasing. I already said it's okay that you're not used to talking so much. That's not it? Then what is it? Oh, thank you. I'm flattered you think I'm beautiful. But, sweetie, why don't you look at it this way? If a beautiful woman like me is comfortable talking to you, then you're already doing great. Hey, I'm a little cold. Do you mind if I just cozy up to you? What's wrong? Do I make you nervous? I promise I won't bite. All I'm going to do is rest on you and feel how warm you are. Can I tell you a secret? When I saw you here a while ago, I thought to myself how handsome and cute you are, especially that hair of yours. Makes me want to run my fingers through it. Oh, it feels so soft. But maybe we should take this somewhere else. Somewhere not here. What do you think? Why, yes. That is my hand crawling up your leg. You haven't answered my question, though. Maybe I didn't speak it clearly, so I'm going to get closer to your ear. Don't jump. Would you like to go somewhere a little more private with me? Are you okay? You're tensing up, and you have this funny look on your face. Sweetie. Did I just make you do something embarrassing? It's okay. These things happen. Let's get you out of here before anybody notices, okay? Give me your hand. We can go to my car. I'll walk close in front of you so no one can see what I did to your pants. We're here now. Not many people use this parking lot on Friday nights. I see some cars, but it doesn't look as if there's anyone inside them. Right. Where is it? Where is it? I know that I have a pack of tissue somewhere. Ah, here it is. Here, sweetie, you can use these to clean yourself off, alright? I'll stand watch and warn you if someone's coming. There you go. All clean. But maybe you would like to do it again? In a way that's fun for both of us. Someone's energetic. But first things first, I've been wanting to kiss those gorgeous lips of yours. Come come here. Wait. Let's take this in the back suite seat. It'll be more comfortable. You go in first. I'll follow. There we go. I'll just get on top of you. You don't mind, do you? Oh, so you like having a beautiful woman on top. Aren't you getting bold? You know, you're a really good kisser. What? You've never kissed anyone before? So that makes me your first? That's really cute, sweetie. Oh, it looks like this little guy here needs some air. Is it okay if I take him out? Okay. Oh, wow. You're really hard for me right now. I wonder how much I can make you come a second time. Do you like it when I put my smooth hand on your throbbing cock and jack it up and down and up and down? Yeah, you do. It's so hot how it jumps. Would you like a blowjob, sweetie? You're very eager. I like that. It tastes good. So very good. Are you about to come? I can tell because your cock is twitching a lot. That was really fun. Was it good for you, sweetie? With that blissful smile on your face, I'd say yes. The way you moaned and screamed when you came was really hot. If you don't mind, since I just made you come, I think I want to cuddle with you for a little bit. I can feel your heart beating like a rabbit. It feels really nice against my ear. No need to thank me, sweetie. I wanted to make you feel good. Yeah, I feel good too. Hey, I was wondering, if you didn't come to the party, what would you have been doing instead? Played some games? All by yourself? That sounds a little lonely to me. Haven't you thought about asking people to join you? Alright, that whole everyone already has their own groups is such high school bullshit. This isn't some generic 80s movie. Yeah, there are groups of people who share the same interests, but that doesn't mean they're gonna automatically exclude people who don't. And if any of them do, they're really not worth your time. If you keep constantly thinking that people are gonna reject you, then they'll just get that. And by the time you've realized it and want to change things, it's gonna be too late. Sorry. I guess I went somewhere for a while there. The point is, if you want a great life, you have to go out there and get it. Come on. I'll walk you back to the dorm. So this is where you live. I didn't think we'd have to walk up so many flights of stairs. Sure, you'll see me again. I'll be busy for the next 2 weeks, but I should be free either Friday or Saturday after. Tell me your number and I'll text you mine. There, I just sent you my number. Sounds like you got it. I should be going back to my dorm now. Good night, sweetie.